Om Shanti. 19th March 2019, Tuesday. Today's blessing. May you be a special soul who has moved away from the world of forgetfulness and plays a hero part as an embodiment of remembrance. May you be a special soul who has moved away from the world of forgetfulness and plays a hero part as an embodiment of remembrance. The confluence age is the age of awareness, whereas the iron age is the age of forgetfulness. All of you have moved away from the world of forgetfulness. Those who are the embodiment of remembrance are the special souls who play special parts. At this time you are double heroes. Firstly, you have become as valuable as diamonds, and secondly, you have hero parts. So let this song of the heart be constantly playing. Wah, my elevated fortune. Just as you remember your physical occupation, in the same way, remember your imperishable occupation. I am an elevated soul. Only then you would be called a special soul. So Baba is saying, confluence age and iron age. Confluence age is the age of forgetful awareness, while the iron age is the age of forgetfulness. Confluence age means you remain aware, you become mindful, you wake up from the sleep of forgetfulness, from the stage of what is known as spiritual amnesia. Amnesia means loss of memory. When a patient doesn't remember things, it's known as amnesia. So there's another word which is known as spiritual amnesia. When the person remains in the stage of forgetfulness, in the stage of stupor, in the stage of oblivion, that spiritual oblivion is known as forgetfulness. To forget who I am, to forget what I am, to forget what I have to do, to forget from where I have come, to forget what is my task. In yesterday's Avyakta Murli at night, Baba had asked three questions. What are your titles? What are your duties? And who is your companion? What were the answers? Yesterday night we heard Murli. What are your titles? World Transformer. What is your task? World Transformation. And who is your companion? God Himself. So confluence age is the age of awareness. To become aware, to live life with mindfulness, to awaken to the realities of life and to awaken to our real nature is what confluence age is all about. While iron age is the age of forgetfulness. Here, because of forgetfulness, people are drowned in unhappiness and peacelessness. Yesterday, smoothly also Baba remembered these people. Hamjins, these are your like-minded souls, your friends, your colleagues, your companions around the globe who are unhappy and who are peaceless. So you have a duty towards them also. So Iron Age is all about forgetfulness. If somebody has become Brahmin and still is forgetful of many of the spiritual things told by the father, probably he is still in the Iron Age. So that's a very pertinent, relevant question. Where I am? In Confluence Age or Iron Age? If I am forgetful of many things, probably I am still in the Iron Age. The very mark of being a Confluence Aged soul is to remain in that stage of alertness, and to remain in that stage of attention, and to remain in the stage of awakefulness, and to remain in that stage of mindfulness. That is what is Confluence Age is all about. And the moment you forget all this, you enter into Iron Age, which is age of sorrow, which is age of suffering, which is age of forgetfulness, which is age of persistent restlessness, which is the age of perennial peacelessness. So Baba is saying, you are aware. Aware of what? Two things. That you are double heroes. First, like diamond, hero and hira. That's a Hindi rhyming words. So your life is like a diamond. And second, your part is a hero part. So when you are like diamond, you must shine like a diamond. Diamond is spotless. Diamond is shining. Diamond is sparkling. Diamond is precious. Diamond is well protected. Diamond is very costly. Diamond is very hard. Diamond has got a very high boiling, melting point. And diamond cuts the diamond. There are many things about diamond. Diamond is transparent. Diamond comes in different colors. Diamond is attractive. Diamond is a thing which is loved and coveted by many people across the world. So your life is like a diamond. Means your life is very elevated. Means your life is very much elevated. Very costly, very precious. Every moment is precious. And Baba has made our life very, very precious, like diamond. And second, we are hero actors of this drama. We are the most important actors of this drama. The entire film depends upon the actor. So we are those hero actors. Our every action, people note, our every action is remembered, our every dialogue becomes well known everywhere across the world. So this is a beautiful movie which is getting shot at present. Once it comes on the floor, that you cannot make any changes. The movie is slated to release in Golden Age. So now the shooting is going on, and that's why your every action should be very, very special. So always remember, Baba is saying, I am an elevated soul. Wah, my fortune, wah. So that's the sense of happiness, intoxication and contentment. What did Baba say about contentment yesterday? What did he say about contentment yesterday? You are the jewels of contentment. Okay, so what are the seven specialities of the jewels of contentment? So the first thing about that is that they shine. And they are loved by themselves. They are loved by the father. And they are loved by the family. So there are three components in the first point. They love themselves. Why? Because when you are happy, you love yourself. Otherwise, there is always a feeling of guilt consciousness. Self-guilt, inferiority complex, or the feeling of repentance, penitence, the feeling that I have done something wrong, or the desires, ambitions that make you restless all the time. Baba is saying, jewels of contentment are those who love themselves, whom the father loves. Because it is father's Srimat to remain content. And third, when first two things are happening, the third thing automatically happens. What is that? The family will love them. Because they don't have complaints about anybody, about anything. And they are engaged in their own internal efforts. So that's a very good stage where you are loved by yourself, by the father and the family. All the three. If you see in the world, there are people who suffer from self-hatred. There are people who suffer from guilt consciousness. There are people who are in the stage of eternal repentance. They have wasted the lifetime. They have wasted the time of their lives and they are repenting. They have committed such mistakes that they have yet not recovered from those mistakes. They are still penitent, still sorrowful at heart. So this is definitely a very elevated stage. When you are content. The second, contentment happens only when you have attainments, prapti. Without attainments, contentment is not possible. So contentment is related to attainments. So when you have attainments, you have contentment. The third thing, contentment has the effect on the atmosphere also. So the effect on atmosphere, effect on the circumstances, effect on the atmosphere, the vibrations of contentment spread across the atmosphere. So effect on the atmosphere. The fourth, contentment also has effect on other souls. The vibrations are so strong of a contented soul that they reach other souls also and make them content. The fifth, the contented souls are always happy, cheerful. So happiness, harshit mukh, and cheerfulness always stay with them. They are never unhappy. They are always prasanna chit and harshit mukh. So, and why they are happy? Because for the first reason, they love themselves. The father loves them and the family loves them. When you get three love together, automatically you stay happy. And then nothing can attack them. The circumstances, no matter how strong, how adverse are the circumstances, everything looks like cartoon show to them. So no matter how hard are the circumstances, no matter how difficult are the situations, everything appears as a cartoon show. This is a very strong point. Because circumstances of life, they really undermine the internal spirit, courage. They weaken the very foundation of Jnana and Yoga. So contented soul is the one who remain unaffected, who do not suffer the onslaughts of circumstances. And the last, their life is a life of three things: Atindriya, Manoranjan and Sukhmai. This is a life of super sensuous bliss. Their life is a life of happiness, and their life is a life of entertainment. So these are the seven different points about contentment. Yesterday's Murli started with this. You are the jewels of contentment. You are the pearls of contentment. Yeah, they invoke other powers as well, that you can put in this. This others, they can invoke, they have an effect on atmosphere, and they invoke other powers also. So all other powers will come to them. So confluence age is the age of awareness, and INH is the age of forgetfulness, to remain aware of everything. This is what Baba wants. So we'll revise yesterday's Murli in short. The first thing was jewel of contentment. The second thing was about Bab Dada's blessing, Vardhan. What Vardhan, what blessing Baba gave to stay happy and to stay fulfilled, to stay full of all treasures. That is what is known as Abad. Abad has got two meanings. One, when one is happy or fulfilled, that is known as Abad. And Abad has got another meaning, which has got relation to population, inhabited. So you remain inhabited by many people. That meaning is not used here. So Baba said, Baba has given similar blessing to all the children. He has made no partiality. He doesn't have a trace of that favoritism. And yet, children are number wise. Though he has given similar tune to all of the children, and yet they are number wise. And the reason for this is two words. What are they? Sometimes and little. So that is kabhi kabhi and that is thoda thoda. These are the two words which are responsible for this inequality. Because children, they suffer from these two deficiencies, and in the lexicon and in the dictionary of Brahmins, these two words should not be there. Brahmins' dictionary should not have these two words, that you do things sometimes or you do things only little, not the full. And Baba has given example of the devotees. Do your devotees say to you that you are sometimes the embodiment of virtues? Does the Father has given you the blessings that you are Master Almighty Authority sometimes? Has he ever said that you become Sampanna and Sampurna sometimes? No. So he has given the blessing for all time. But yet, you have made it sometime. That the second point, even before the second point, in the jewel of contentment, there is one more point. Baba said, check yourself, don't check others. Check yourself whether you have become the embodiment of a jewel of contentment. You need not to check others. And the third thing is, how does this blessing, what word you can use is, should become practical. This blessing, what is the way, what is the secret, rahasya, that this blessing, what Baba has given, should materialize. Baba has said, this blessing is a bij, it's a seed. And if you want it to fructify, if you want it to become a tree, what you have to do? Yeah, what do you have to do? What is the secret? Put that blessing into action. Put that blessing into action. Baba said, you remember every day's blessing, that's very good. You describe it, that is very good. You note it down, that's very good. But that is not everything. To remember the blessing, to note it down, to explain it to others, to remember it even, it's not everything. If you want it, that it should become and come into practical life, then you need to work on every day's blessing. So that's a very good homework from yesterday's Murli, that every day whenever you receive any blessing in the morning, throughout the day, make it a point that you put that blessing into practice, otherwise that seed, otherwise that seed has gone waste. Simply to remember it, simply to keep in mind, simply to note it down, simply to explain it to others, it's not enough. So, what is the secret? Work on that. Put it into practice. That's the third thing. The fourth thing is Bab Dada's desire. And now this point is in reference to the Murli which had been gone 5 days back. This is a Murli of 2nd March 2008. 2nd March 2008. So here Baba said, Bab Dada's desire is that all the karan, all the reasons which you give should turn into solution. This is what Baba wants. And this is in reference to the homework which was given in the last Murli. I don't know what is the last Murli behind this, before this. So that is in reference to the last Murli. And then, what is the proof of your love? Fifth point. Baba said, do you love Father? You say, yes, we love the Father. How much? Too much we love. You sing songs that we are like those moths who sacrifice themselves. But what is the love? In those worldly people, those who have got love of body consciousness, even they sacrifice their lives for each other. Cannot you sacrifice this sometime? This kabhi kabhi, in the love of Baba. If you are doing this, then only you love Father. Otherwise, you are not. And then sixth, which I already told, titles, your task, your duty, and who is your companion. Then seventh, what is the key of success? Determination. These are all separate different points. What is the key of success? It's determination. Not that I will do, I will see if whether it is done or not. Baba said nothing like that. If you want to get success in life, you should be determined. A very strong resolve is necessary for achieving any success in life. Without that, you cannot achieve success. Bab Dada has seen the chart, our chart, and in that chart he found one thing. What is that thing? Your Gyan is very good, your Yoga is good, your Dharana is good, your Seva is good. But one thing is missing, and that is Anubhavi Murt. You have not become the authority of experience. So even though you have all of those things good, but then what about experience? Have you experienced knowledge? If you experience knowledge, then your actions would become light and might. If you have experienced knowledge, then the actions which you do, they would become natural. They would become elevated. If you are Anubhavi Murt, your dharanas will show you to be an embodiment of virtues. If you are Anubhavi Murt, the experience of Maya or this is multi-million times more than whatever Maya is. having effect. So that is all about embodiment. And then ninth, you are pass in one subject, which is that? Seva. So that is one subject where everyone has passed. And Baba congratulated that you have so much service, you have centers and you have Gita Patshalas and you have so and so forth. Many things. It's a season of suddenly. Achanakka season. This is a season of, because this is a Murli of 2008, Dadi Prakashmani had left. Baba said many souls are leaving the body. And that's why now you have to do one thing. And what is that one thing? Out of the four subjects, even if in one subject you have received less than half marks, then you are not passed with honor. And if you want to become passed with honor, if you get defeated even in one subject, you will not become the garland of the father's neck. And then 11th, Lakshya and Lakshan. Whatever aim you have, your qualification should be like that. Your aim and qualification, they should match each other. So this is Lakshya and Lakshan. So here the Murli ends. And then there is a Punjab group, 12th point, where there are two things Baba said. First of all, Punjab, they are lion. And Baba said, they have done a very good job of very good service of serving the Brahmins, and which is an act of great charity. It's an act of great punya to serve the Brahmins. That is one thing. And second thing they said to the Punjab group is that you have to fix the date with the pen of your self-transformation. Fix the date of revelation of the Father with the pen of your self-transformation. So that is 12th. And then 13th is double foreigners. Baba said they love to be combined. They don't love to be alone. And they always wish to have a companion and company. And that's why Baba is giving them, offering them his company, that I am always with you. And he is combined. And the last point, first time was, again, two things to them. What are they? First, a blessing, which is the blessing of to become immortal and to make others immortal. And second, to close the door of Maya. And what is the door of Maya? Akelapan is here in double foreigners. What about first timers? First timers don't feel Akelapan. They have come now. I and mine. So, body consciousness. So this is yesterday's Murli. Om Shanti.